Thank you for calling the inspirational phone line of Second Presbyterian Church. We hope that this message will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. This week's scripture comes to us from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. Hear now the word of the Lord. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. When I was provided with the scripture for this week, I asked if anyone would mind or notice if I changed the wording of verses 38 through 39 a little bit. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, nor global pandemic, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But isn't it true? Global pandemic cannot separate us from the love of God. Uncertainty of when life will return to normal will not separate us from the love of God. Uncertainty of whether we or loved ones will get sick will not separate us from the love of God. God's love for us never ends. No matter what we do to escape him or what life throws in our way, God's love for us remains. Last year, I attended a women's conference where one of the themes for one of the sessions was, I will be with you. A year later, I still return to the speaker's mantra. God says, just as I was with Abraham, just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. In this time of uncertainty, let us cling to that promise. God will be with us. His love will not fail us. Please join me in prayer. Loving God, we come to you in time of uncertainty. We miss being with our friends, classmates, coworkers, and extended families. We don't know when we will be able to physically return to them. Help us to practice physical distancing, but maintain our strong social connections. Be with the helpers, the doctors, nurses, medical technicians, pharmacists, grocers, and delivery people. Keep them healthy and well supplied. Help them to persevere in these trying times. Be with the teachers who are now teaching from a distance, the parents teaching at home, and the children who are adjusting to a new normal. Give them all patience and good humor to thrive. Be with those who are facing financial, housing, or food instability. Give them peace and help them find the right resources. God, we know that your love for us never fails. We know that you are with us. Remind us of your presence through the joy of video conferencing with loved ones and birds chirping outside. Dear Lord, we ask that you hold us tight in your love. Amen.